Then point number seven. Avoid fashionable terminology. Avoid slang. Don't try to be with it. We all know how depressing these, you know, Church of England and even Catholic priests are, who are doing their best to be with it, you know, to keep up with the latest thing, eh? To jump around with the young people and, you know, show them, well, they're just young at heart still, and try to put the gospel across in that way. And apparently it just doesn't work. Eh? It isn't credible, it's not believable. Yeah? So, don't try to sort of spice your communication of the Dharma with fashionable terminology, yeah? Or even with wrong speech in any way. Don't use harsh, or perhaps I shouldn't have to say this, or indecent language in the course of your communication of the Dharma, whether you're communicating, of course, verbally or in writing. So don't try to be with it. Don't try to show how up to date you are, how streetwise you are, or anything of that sort. Just think in terms of communicating the Dharma in a way that will be accessible to the people in front of you. And again, point number eight, this may seem a quite minor point. Dress appropriately. Dress appropriately. Because you can interpret this in all sorts of ways. You have to think of the situation into which you are going. Is it a Rotary Club? Is it a school? Is it another Buddhist group? So dress appropriately to the occasion. But however you dress, whether formally or informally, for heaven's sake, don't be sloppy. At least be clean and tidy. Even if you're going to address a convention of bike boys or whatever, at least be neat and tidy. You don't have to be like them in order to communicate with them. Yeah? So dress appropriately for the occasion. Yeah? I think if someone is trying to communicate the Dharma and he looks sloppy and careless, well, that communicates automatically the impression of unmindfulness. Yeah? He doesn't care about himself, doesn't care about how he looks, doesn't care about the sort of impression he makes. And that will, of course, subtly affect his or her communication of the Dharma. So give attention to your personal appearance. You don't have to sort of tart yourself up. You know, I'm not talking about that sort of thing. But be presentable in the true, the best, the appropriate sort of sense. And then point number nine. Watch your movements. Watch your gestures. I'm afraid I've seen, both live and on video, all the members, you know, they're all flailing around in all sorts of ways. It looks really dreadful. And I've seen them sort of, you know, twiddling with buttons like this, you know, and fiddling with pencils, or even sort of fiddling with their queso. And again, it looks dreadful, and it suggests a lack of mindfulness.
Trying to communicate the Dharma, and especially if you're talking about mindfulness and awareness, and you yourself are plainly, you know, an example, an embodiment of the very opposite of that. It doesn't look good. It doesn't go down well. It doesn't convince people. It's not in keeping. Okay? So, I'm not saying you shouldn't gesture. Yes, gesture if you like. Yeah? Use the appropriate gesture, like this, or like that, or like this. But let it be aware. Do it with intention. Do it deliberately. Don't let it just be happening, so that you just don't know what your arms or your legs or your head are doing while you're speaking. It creates a very, very negative impression. And especially, perhaps, if you go and speak to some other Buddhist groups, you know, where mindfulness is emphasized and practiced. I did hear that at least one Buddhist group had the impression that members of the Western Buddhist order were very unmindful. I suspect that impression may have had some such origin, that someone had been to speak to their group and had more perhaps been quite unmindful with regards to his gestures or general demeanour. And of course, if you make jokes, don't try not to laugh at your own jokes, or at least not immoderately. Don't cackle or anything that sort. And watch your posture. Don't try to be, over casual. It's putting on an act, this sort of thing. I've known this happen. And, it isn't really very impressive. Huh? And I wouldn't advise you to sort of, talk, walking up and down. But some people, do that sort of thing. Well, at least they have done it in the past. I don't think it's very popular nowadays. Huh? So watch your gestures, watch your posture. And even be aware of the tone of your voice. Sometimes your subject matter may make it more appropriate for you to speak loudly or softly, raise your voice, even lower it to a whisper. So just be aware of how you are speaking. There's a particular point about that a little later on. Yeah. So just watch your gestures. It's a form of mindfulness of the body. Yeah. Mindfulness of the movements of the body.